You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A daycare provider in Trempealeau County has been charged with physically abusing a child, a felony. The 40-year-old woman accused of the crime ran an in-home daycare in Aliva. According to court documents, she was arrested after a one-year-old child was flown to Mayo Clinic in Rochester with a brain bleed. Prosecutors said that two children in her care were reported by their parents for having unusual bruises. The woman is being held on a $200,000 cash bond and is due back in court on May 13th. Students and staff at Onalaska Middle School were evacuated yesterday after a gas line was hit near the school. According to school administrators, the line was hit during a construction project in the school's parking lot. The building was cleared out for a little under 2 hours while crews worked to fix the gas leak. No one was hurt. Students were taken to nearby parks to play, and because the school couldn't cook hot lunch, the school ordered pizza for everyone at no cost to student lunch accounts. The Enbridge Line 5 project will be fast-tracked and have public hearings this spring after receiving an emergency designation. Tribal leaders said the government was not acting in good faith. Environmental experts are concerned about oil leaks in the Great Lakes and impacts to wetlands in northern Wisconsin. The Trump administration is seeking to expand gas and oil capabilities in the U.S. Bernard Construction, whose owner donated $1 million to President Donald Trump's campaign, was selected to build the pipeline. A bill in the state legislature would restrict renewable energy projects in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Brittany Merlot.
The 2025 Wisconsin Energy Reform Act seeks to discourage energy companies from using good farmlands for renewable energy projects, and it outlines the specific rights of affected landowners. Under this legislation, energy companies would be required to provide written notice of their plans of each property owner within 1 mile of a proposed facility and give at least 45 days before seeking approvals from the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin.
The bill would also give Wisconsin-based utilities first dibs on building new high-voltage lines. Republicans are proposing changes to Wisconsin's unemployment insurance law. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
UI would be referred to as reemployment assistance. Waukesha Representative Scott Allen says it gives job seekers an extra push, calling it a compassionate bill designed to help people when they are at perhaps their lowest. The bill mandates creation of a division of reemployment assistance within the Department of Workforce Development and adds requirements for those seeking employment. It passed on a 4-2 committee vote Tuesday.
Another bill being considered would ban tax dollars from being used by local governments for guaranteed income programs. A fourth candidate has announced a run for the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Joe Sopecki, who teased his campaign following current chair Ben Wickler's announcement that he wasn't running again, said Democrats needed to build on the momentum of the past 6 years with Wickler.
This is about more than who is the next chair of the Democratic Party. It's that whoever is the next chair, that we cannot afford to have whoever it is waste time trying to stitch the party back together.
Zepecki joins Devin Remicker, Brian Kennedy, and William Garcia as candidates. A new chair will be elected this June at the Wis Dems convention. After failed referendums this spring, school districts across Wisconsin are now having to adjust their budgets, triggering staff and programming cuts. In western Wisconsin, Prairie du Chien is removing several girls' athletic programs, including dance, cheerleading, and gymnastics. The district is also cutting several positions, closing an elementary school, and reducing its athletics and technology budgets. Across the state, Fond du Lac is cutting 27 staff members, while Beloit will cut over $6 million from its budget after slashing nearly $12 million last year. A court date is coming up for a Wisconsin teen that is the subject of an international terrorism investigation. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
According to federal documents, 17-year-old Nikita Kasup of Waukesha communicated with contacts in Ukraine and Russia about getting explosives and fleeing abroad after his planned attack. The teen with alleged ties to a satanic cult and neo-Nazi groups faces charges of homicide for the death of his parents and plotting to assassinate the president. Authorities say his alleged manifesto called Trump's removal key to collapsing the U.S. government.
Federal charges have not yet been filed. Cloudy and warmer temperatures with highs approaching 70 degrees will give way to rain and thunderstorms this evening with a chance of scattered severe storms. Chances of rain carry over into tomorrow, where highs will stay right around 60 degrees. Temperatures stay right around what's normal for this time of year through early next week, with highs in the 50s or low 60s for most of the Cooley region. We'll have our next chance at rain showers Sunday night. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Brewers beat the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Milwaukee winning the series. Pat Murphy pleased with the performance from starting pitcher Jose Quintana.
He's so under control. Guys want to play behind him. You know, he didn't have his best stuff today. He didn't have his best command today. Walk three in the first inning. Very efficient after that.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indianapolis tomorrow, where they'll face the Pacers in game one of their playoff series Saturday at noon. Women's volleyball, the Badgers with a 3-0 win over Marquette in straight sets. Head coach Kelly Sheffield says it was a good turnout at the Fieldhouse for the spring game.
I thought we had a great crowd tonight. The number of people that were here, I remember our first year here where there'd be some matches that there'd be half as many as what there were tonight. That's what we're hoping to do is continue to get to the point where even our spring matches are filling the entire building, you know, and then having the match covered on BTN.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Taylor Sheridan and Paramount Plus are proving to be a match made in ratings heaven. Sheridan's 1923 season 2 finale brought in over 14 million viewers, the most ever for the series, as people tuned in to finally see World War I hero and lion hunter Spencer Dutton come to the defense of his family's land. As a result, the show joined Landman and Tulsa King as the top three shows on Paramount Plus. The season 2 finale of 1923 also got 163 million views on social media. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia will return for its 17th season in July. In a related story, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been on for 17 seasons. In the new season, the Patty's Pub Gang struggles as they are about to see their beloved bar devoured by corporate America. Admittedly, I completely forgot it was still on the air, but it is currently the longest-running live-action series. The new season starts July 9th on FX with shows screening on Hulu the next day. It's become an albatross for me. I just wish it was gone. Those are the words of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York director Chris Columbus. He is referring to the 7-second cameo by Donald Trump in the film. Columbus wants the Trump cameo removed from the film, saying it's become a curse and adding that the 47th president bullied his way into the movie, telling the production they couldn't shoot at the Plaza Hotel unless he was in the film. Columbus joked that if he cuts the cameo, he could be deemed not fit to live in America and deported. I think he was joking. Here's a quick pick. The show Mobland on Paramount Plus is pretty good. The Guy Ritchie directed show stars Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Thomas Hardy. It's a fast-moving mob caper that doesn't hold back on gang violence. It is shot with Ritchie's classic pacing, so even if there is a moment you get bored with, it's quickly over. I'm 3 episodes in, and we'll keep you posted. The cast of The Breakfast Club reunited last Saturday for the Chicago Comic and Entertainment, or C2E2, convention to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the John Hughes classic. Judd Nelson, Emilio Estevez, Molly Ringwald, Ali Sheedy, and Anthony Michael Hall were all in attendance. Over the course of the afternoon, they shared some inside info about the film. Molly Ringwald echoed what people on social media have been saying about the makeover Ali Sheedy's character received at the end of the movie. Ringwald's character changed Sheedy from a goth character and gave her a much more preppy look, irritating some people who didn't like the conformity, including Ringwald. Emilio Estevez told the crowd that the first time he met the cast and John Hughes, he was numb from painkillers because he had just had 4 wisdom teeth taken out the day before. C2E2 marks the first time the cast was together in 40 years, and in case you're wondering, they all shut down the idea of a sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thundershowers likely from later this morning into this afternoon. Mid-60s for a high. Tonight, showers, scattered thundershowers, low 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.